What if you could have new customers chase you down instead of the other way around? What if price was removed as an objection for new customers? Or what if you could stand out without saying a single word? Increase your sales, get more leads, and build a brand with Green Frog Web Design. Get a website that helps you pre-sell your work and remove price as an objection. And we have a great offer for the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast listeners. You can get your first month for only $1 with Scott and have your website live in 3 weeks from the projected start date, or it's free for a year. And now, are you tired of sending people to the crusty old website you have? Or is your website impossible to find on Google? Or just does it lack the proper SEO? Allow Green Frog Web Design to build you a new website or improve the SEO on your current website so that it converts visitors and helps you get ranked on Google.
We want to take a quick second to tell you about our friends over at Cycle CPA. I can't even express to you how important it is to have a good accountant on your side. You know you want accurate bookkeeping and financial statements every month. Instead, you're often left with limited time to focus on the accounting side of your business and no reports to show for it. At Cycle CPA, the landscaping accountants, they not only handle the bookkeeping, but also provide landscape industry benchmarking, job costing, financials by service line, advisory meetings, and much more. Cycle CPA has a team of landscaping accountants available to provide anything from bookkeeping to CFO services. Visit cyclecpa.com, and for $100 off, mention the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast. Before we get started, I just wanted to let you all know real quick that we've been talking on social media about Google Business Profile a lot lately. And we're talking about it because it's a free tool that you can use to get found online. It's that time of year where you want to have your phone ringing off the hook. You want to be booked out a couple months. Nobody wants an empty schedule right now. So if your phone's not ringing off the hook, if you don't have as many jobs lined up as you want, your Google Business Profile is a way to rank higher online in online searches so you can get found for anybody who's looking for a landscaper near me can quickly and easily find your company. If you don't know how to do this, we do have a course on it. But if you do not want to take the time to go through a course on how to set this up and optimize it yourself, well, because they're setting it up and there's optimizing it. Yes. It's more than just creating the account. There is actually quite a bit to the optimization in order for it to function in a way that gets you to the highest ranking, to get you found online. There is a way to set up your account so it stands out from everybody else. Yeah. But we are now offering this as a done-for-you service. So if you don't want to take the time to go through the course, if you just don't feel like even messing with it, even though the course is great, we created it with landscapers in mind. It's easy to understand. It's not too lengthy. You could get it done. But if you just do not have the time for that, don't even want to mess with it, go to milliondollarlandscaper.com and you can hire us to do it for you.
It's springtime. We understand that you don't have time for all this stuff. You're busy working, keeping your crews busy and all that stuff. So if you don't want to mess with it, just let us know. You can go to milliondollarlandscaper.com/manage GBP. We'll put the link in the show notes and you guys get signed up for that and we can take care of it.
Scott's been getting great results for everybody that we've been working with. A lot of their numbers are up over 100%, like 150% increase in phone calls and clicks on their website and stuff like that. So yeah, like Scott said, find the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarlandscaper.com. You can click through, find us through there. But this is a easy way to get this done for you. You don't even have to mess.
And it's right now is at a low cost. We wanted to make it something special for you right now. So make sure you take advantage of it before the price goes up.
Yeah, because we're just kind of rolling it out.
Yep.
So today I want to talk about where to draw the line with your time. Specifically, where to draw the line when it comes to how much time are you giving away for free for talking to customers, working on estimates, getting people bids, things like that. And what sparked this was because in the Landscaping Business Owners Facebook group recently, I honestly don't remember exactly what the post was, but a gentleman had posted, it was something about he was working with a homeowner who, I believe it was the homeowner had him come out and work with the homeowner and like another contractor that was like not landscaping, that I don't know if it was like for home renovation or something. Anyway, he was out at this person's home for, I think it was 2 hours worth of time working with this homeowner and another contractor. And there was nothing set up ahead of time of like, sure, I can do that and it will cost you this much. He was just doing it for free because he had a good relationship with this homeowner and they just kind of expected it. So it kind of gets into that weird area of what do I charge? Mm-hmm. What do I don't charge? Because a lot of people, we've had discussions before on, you know, should I charge for estimates? Should I not? And so I really just kind of wanted to talk a little bit more around this idea of where do you draw the line with what you give away for free when it comes to your time.
And it's hard sometimes because even though you pre-qualify the customer, they seem like they're a good fit. And then you get out there and then you get some of these customers that just want to go on and show you every single piece of the property and blah, 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 and all this great stuff. And you're like thinking in the back of your head, like, man, I got another estimate I got to get to here in a little bit, you know, whatever it is. And it's one of those things you have to be clear on up front with your customer about this, because otherwise you can be out there for a
talking,
long time.
Okay, because we're talking about giving your time away for free. So now are you talking about if you are giving your time away for free to be clear and upfront with them about, oh, hi, Mrs. Smith, I have 45 minutes to work on this today. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you have to be kind of upfront.
I think it's hilarious that you're saying this, because this is something that I yell at Scott for all the time. Because he's too polite to wind down the conversation when it's time for it to be over, especially when you're giving your time away for free. I'm going to give you my favorite go-to. My favorite go-to is when, say that you've allotted an hour and you're looking at your watch, you're watching the time. When you get to about 10 minutes left, you need to just tell these people that, and you know what, in order to be respectful of everybody's time here, we've got about 10 minutes left. What do I need to go over with you, you know, to answer all your questions or to get you satisfied before I have to leave? But if you put in that, in order to be respectful to everybody's time here, you have to say that.
Yeah, but it's when you're on the opposite end of it, especially like when you need the job or you need to make money, it's hard sometimes because you don't want to offend the person or make them mad because you're trying to get this job. So it sometimes is difficult, and I get it.
But that's why I add in order to be respectful to everybody's time, because most people, if they're normal humans, understand I have another appointment. Because I've even used that before. Like if I'm on something and I have used I've got another call here in 10 minutes. We need to wrap it up. Is there anything that I can do? Are there any more questions that I can answer for you in the time that we have left?
Yeah.
It's just being very proactive and protective of your time. You can't just give this stuff away for free. On this note, I know we've talked about this before, but we can talk about it very, very quickly just to cover the bases for anybody who hasn't heard this conversation before. What are your thoughts on free estimates, free designs, free bids, whatever you're giving people? Go. Quick and easy version.
There's estimates and consultations. Consultations should be paid for. If you want to give somebody a free estimate over the phone, they tell you they're kind of expecting to do this type of project, you can say, well, just to let you know, based on what you told me here today, it should cost you $10,000, $20,000. Does that sound about right? And to me, that's a pre-qualification process, and you kind of give a quick kind of estimate. But there should be no estimates totally given for free, no consultations for free. There should be no designs, definitely no designs for free, because I've had it personally where I've given designs out and they took it and gave it to somebody else and they had that other person bid on it and they got the job with our design. Like, what the hell? Like, you get pissed off about that. And I learned I am never leaving that design there without a check in my hand or a down payment.
Right. Even if they're I need to show it to my spouse. It's if you want to pay for it, sure.
Yeah. Or I'd gladly set up another time and we can come out and chat with you, or if we can do it on Zoom or whatever it is. But there's no way I'm leaving a design anymore. I learned that a long time ago. And that was like, I think I did it twice and that was a dumb mistake and I will never do that again. But consultations, like, you're out there.
Because with this Facebook post, it seemed kind of like consultation-y.
Yes.
So what is your recommendation when something like that comes up? Because I don't want people to get caught up, because it sounds like this happened and it's never really happened before and they weren't prepared for it. Because the point of my ramblings today is I want you all to think ahead of time about where you are and are not able and willing to give away some time for free. Mm-hmm. And I want you to think about it now so you can have set parameters around it already. So if it does come up in your business, then you already have a prepared answer for them. Say somebody calls and wants you to come out and consult with them, you know, with their other contractor. You're not just like, oh, yeah, sure. And then you go out and you're like, oh, crap, I should probably charge them, but I didn't talk about it up front. It's too late. And can I charge them after the fact? And you get into that, like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? Then you're just very reactive. If you've thought about this ahead of time and you're like, you know, Mrs. Smith, I can do that. I do that hourly. And if I'm going to go ahead and do that for you, then it's going to be $125 an hour. I'm happy to block off X many hours or, you know, work with our schedule. Because if you have your answer prepared, then they can just take it or leave it. You're like, well, this is what I do. So if you want me to show up, that's great. Here's my rates for it.
Yeah. And some of the things I've done too, I mean, that's a great point what you said, is to be upfront and tell them it is, yes, you know, we do offer consultations and it's this amount of money. And I've done many of those. Some other times I've actually kind of rolled the price in, like I've gotten out there and I get stuck with somebody for too much time. I've kind of rolled that price into my bid.
Oh, as a form of reacting to it? Yeah, because you just added more time into their bid.
Yeah, I've been out there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it is. Okay, well, they're going to get charged for that because it's my time. It's valuable.
Mm-hmm. But then my only caveat with that is, once again, that's reactionary. Well, so then if you don't get that job, then you're out that money. So I wouldn't use that to your as your go-to, but that is a good point for if you haven't thought about this and you did kind of, you know, get caught and you're like, oh, crap, what do I do now? That is something you can do. But like we said, that's no guarantee. No guarantee you're going to get the job.
Well, and the other thing kind of go along the lines of what we're talking about here, though, too, is if it's a big job and you have to have somebody come out there and supervise it, watch over it, or you're the salesperson, you come out there and check on the stuff. This time that you're coming, check on your crews and talking to the homeowner or whatever, it should be figured in your bid because it is part of the job.
That's a good point, because you've said, because we have our course, it's Profits Up Estimating. It's one-on-one working with Scott and learning your numbers and learning all your estimating and all that. You have mentioned that's one of the number one things that people are not putting enough time into their bids and everything for, is that more supervisory time.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can be a huge time suck and waste. And I shouldn't say wasting, but you're spending your time doing things. Yeah, it's necessary, but you're doing things that you could be doing something else. So like you need to be getting paid for it. If you're not getting paid for it.
It's in economics terms, that's opportunity cost. Yes. So if you're out doing that, that means you're not out getting jobs and doing other things. And so you have to be charging for that time.
So you need to be thinking about that, especially if you have an operations manager or whatever you want to call that, a person going out there. Okay, how much time are they going to be going out there estimating, or I'm not estimating, but looking on the job, checking the customer, whatever it is. That time needs to be figured into your estimates overall, because otherwise it's just profits coming away from your...
Well, it comes out of your pocket then. So
it is, but it goes along the lines with what you're saying here. And it's...
Yeah, I'm just saying, I didn't have a ton of notes for this podcast because really all I wanted it to be was everybody to just once again sit and think about, where is time going out where you don't have money coming in?
Yes.
And think about that now and think about it ahead of time. Because like I said, I don't want you to kind of get caught in that, like, oh, crap. And like being in that reactionary mode of, oh, man, now I have to put it in a bid and hope that I get the job so I can cover up for it. So I just really want you all to think about it ahead of time of, okay, well, if I'm going to go out and do this, here's my rate for that. If I'm going to give a bid that's above and beyond just me spitballing numbers over the phone, how much am I going to charge for that? And like Scott said, charging for designs. And good point, like you mentioned as well, making sure that you have supervisory time in your bids. So where are there time sucks going on right now? And if you need help with this, like I said, Scott does do this one-on-one with customers all the time, because we have too many people out there that think that they have enough business to make money because you're busy all the time. This is kind of one of those, if I'm working and working and working, but my company still isn't bringing in the money I want, then you probably have some of these time sucks somewhere, where you're either not charging it or you're not charging enough for it. So
all kinds of great stuff we can go over very easily. So
yeah, well, it's easy for you to see it because you've been through it, you've done it. And sometimes it just helps to have another set of eyes on your day, because it's so easy to just get into the weeds of what you're doing that you've just got like blinders on. You're like, I just got to get the work done. I got to get this. I got this. It's real easy to just kind of go down the rabbit hole of getting work done. So.
Absolutely. And don't get stuck like the person did in the Landscape Business Owners Facebook group. Don't get stuck into that 2 hour thing and being out there on the job site, because it's...
Yeah, I was really feeling for the guy, because I really think it was just one of those. He was trying to be a good, you know, business owner, had a good relationship with this homeowner, was really just trying to be a good guy. And unfortunately, it sounds like the homeowner probably not intentionally was taking advantage. But once again, we're kind of back to where the homeowners, they don't think about it.
Yeah.
They just don't think about it. So I just don't want that to happen to you all. So
The thing I've talked to people about is, you know, with the estimates thing, and we're not going to get into the debate whether you charge or not here, but if you go hire, have an attorney and you go speak to them, they're going to charge you for the time. You have an accountant, you go speak to them, they're going to charge you
for the
time.
I was just talking to somebody about attorneys the other day, and I can't remember who it was, but the attorney was a real over the phone. Like, wouldn't even answer the question of, do you even work on this type of case? without setting up a $250 one-time consultation.
Yeah.
Like, literally wouldn't, like, all they wanted to know was, is this even something that you can help me with? And they would not talk about that on the phone without $250 being paid out. That's, yeah. I remember what it was now. It's over, like, land dispute stuff, zoning laws about building. Anyway, that's what it was about. But yeah, they wouldn't even talk to him. And so think about that.
Well, this is an issue we have in this green industry. Everybody thinks that, you know, we just kind of do, I don't know. They think we do it for fun, but we are professionals. We have to project that image. And this is one of the things we need to kind of overcome, is that we have to charge for this stuff because it's time. It is. And they don't understand too, like, technically they're going to be paying for it in one way or another, because I'm going to be charging, you know, through our overhead, but let's just get up front and get that off.
And now we're getting off on another tangent of too many people don't put it in over their head, so they're not charging for it. Because landscapers are nice folks. I say this all the time. Landscapers are like the nicest people. And so they do have a kind heart. And they are like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll just do this. Or they start to feel bad, or they just want their job. And I just want to bring an up level of professionalism. And I'm not saying the people who do this are unprofessional. They're just really just being nice people, and that's fine. But we don't have to be like this lawyer who wouldn't even answer a question over the phone without getting paid. But just make sure you're getting what's due to you. I guess that's my question, or not question. That's my statement. My question for you all is, where are there holes in your time, in your business? Where is time going out that money is not coming in? Take a look at those. If you'd like another set of eyes on them, Scott does this with people all the time. It's really insightful. So, because we just want you all to get paid for your time, because your time is pretty much one of your most valuable resources.
It is. You can't get it back. So,
yeah.
So use it wisely. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us today. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If not, we'll talk to you soon.
That's a wrap on another exciting episode here of the Million Dollar Landscaper Podcast. Now, thank you for joining us on this journey, and thank you for being a member of our community. Remember our motto, do it dirty means just get started and not be afraid of making mistakes. We honestly believe this is one of the keys to the success in this industry and in life. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment, head over to Apple and leave us a review. Your support helps us reach more listeners and bring even more value to the show. Until next time, keep doing it dirty and grow your business to new heights.